Hey, it's always a pleasure to talk to the artist formerly known as the lovable Queen of Mean. It's Lisa Lampanelli. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
It's never a pleasure to talk to me.
Of course it is.
How are you raising cents? Isn't that fantastic? And it only costs $2 to eat a meal? That's pretty good. I'm eating with those homeless people over the holidays.
That's the formula that they use, $2 per meal. So if you donate 10 bucks, it's 5 meals.
They're very small.
I'm donating $2, and then I'm going to eat that meal myself.
So you are still mean.
I'm still mean, and I'm still skinny, so ha, the joke's on all of you.
Well, you eat $2 meals, you'll stay skinny.
Hello. Mr. O'Brien, you sound very healthy, are you?
I'm doing well, yeah, you could say that.
No, you know, I'm always glad when I call year after year, once a year, and you're still barely breathing and barely pulling your weight on the show.
Yeah, well, one more than the other, I would say.
Well, let me tell you something. You better pull a lot of weight, because from what I hear, Bex is eating like he has 9 rectums. I mean, he emailed me. He said, I'm just can't eat anything that isn't tied down. What happened? Are you having sadness because people are dying all over the world and you still have a job? Is that the problem?
Yeah, you're right. I'm guilt eating. That's it.
That's the thing. It's like, are you COVID eating? Is that what it is? Or did you just finally snap and say, screw it, no one's effing me anyway, I might as well eat?
Well, part of the second one is right, but it's just COVID stress eating. That's it. It's after a while, yeah. You just get bored of being good and say, to hell with it.
I have to agree. Luckily, I was weaker of all the species and got the operation that makes me not overeat. So I just eat massive quantities of sugar, and it doesn't even freaking matter because I'm gorgeous.
Now, are you gorgeous and quarantined, or are you getting out there?
Yes, no. I'm like totally masked up because here's the thing. I moved to New York City. Because I read that thing that Jerry Seinfeld wrote, that passionate editorial about New York will never die. So I sold my house in Connecticut and I moved to the city. And here, everybody's all hardcore. Like, you have to wear a mask or people like spit on you, which that's how you get COVID. So it's kind of a double barrel sword, whatever metaphor that is. So yeah, I have to be really safe.
But are you, I don't know how to ask this. Are you alone now or are you
Yeah. Oh, gross. Yeah. I've told you a million times, closed for business. I was so happy. See, I wasn't happy with COVID because, of course, nobody is because it's a disease. But I was really happy there was quarantine because I got to spend a lot of alone time with just my dogs. And as long as there's something breathing in the house, like if I had a barely dead guy in the house who just breathed, it wouldn't be as much fun as having, these dogs around. So that's all I do. But I love being by myself. Yes. Lisa Lampanelli, closed for business. New comedy special, never coming out.
Do you notice that I've seen articles like this, and I've got a dog too, so I do the same thing. Do you notice you're paying a lot more attention to the dog now?
No, I feel they shouldn't be spoiled. I'm like Queen Elizabeth in the Crown and her children. I kind of know they're going to become the heirs, so I just let them live happily after I die. That's the thing, too. It's like, are you guys like, so Bex, I know you don't live alone. You got a wife, right?
Right.
And, well, Brian, you can't live with somebody because you're horrible, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So isn't it more fun being by yourself, O'Brien?
I'm used to being by myself. Being immune compromised, unfortunately, kind of does suck because it means you can't go anywhere. I mean, especially now that it's cold out. I spent the whole summer going to outdoor places where I could sit outside and maintain social distancing and have a drink or have a meal and do that. But now that you can't even go outside and eat anymore, now it's kind of a pain.
Yeah, I know. That's what's the problem. Like, they're saying we're going to have indoor dining shut down. And, dude, the plexiglass is so thick in these restaurants in New York. And they make you sit way far apart, which is great because I'm a former celebrity. I get recognized, like, never. So the plexiglass... And also, they're desperate, by the way, for business. so you can do anything in these restaurants that you want. Like, I literally take my dogs in, and they take a crap right on the furniture. It's fantastic. Like, I don't even care. I'm like, you want me to eat here or not with your $40 steak, you douche small business? Don't you know I could eat for $2 at the homeless shelter?
Yeah, that's true, true. And I got a five on me, so I could have 2.5 meals.
So
that's so true. But, oh, my God. But, yes, no, I think, I mean, for most part, I've been loving, not that obviously the situation, but I love the fact that I could be by myself and then go out, look outside and come back in.
Mm-hmm. That's like, I think they call that agoraphobia, don't they? Like an inability to leave the house.
And me and the guy who lies and says he has cancer on the other end of the phone, we like it.
Now,
hasn't this lie for attention gone on long enough, by the way?
Of what?
You having cancer. We all know you don't.
Yeah, believe me, I there's nothing I wanted to do more than lie about this for 8 years.
I think it's actually Munchausen by proxy. I think that's just been poisoning you slowly but surely, and then we're supposed to feel sorry for him after you die.
Oh,
it's
not
going to work in Bax's favor.
Believe me, it's not anything I'm doing. I'm staying far away from it.
And I'm getting closer and closer.
If I come around you and cough on you, O'Brien, that's bad. But if I do it to a person with, oh, I don't know, some other disease, like AIDS, would that be okay?
No, I don't think so.
It depends on how people receive it, I suppose.
Okay, because I have one friend, and he might be completely self-hating, but he has the HIV. He's one of my best friends. And he's like, sure, come on over. I think he wants me to kill him and then prosecute me.
Well,
seriously, I'm like, dude, you can't like me that much. What's going on?
I think probably under the circumstances, he's not as worried about COVID as he is about what he already has. And if he's already living with what he has for a while, then yeah, you say to yourself, what else can happen? Yeah. I mean, how much worse can it get?
But on the other hand, thinking of you testifying in your own defense would be hilarious.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I may have to come out of retirement. Isn't it funny how I come out of retirement once a year to call your show?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we can tell that you're retirement.
You didn't fight that hard to say yes, to say no for the request. That's
well, no, the thing is, I do radio shows and stuff and like little like shows and things. But it's fun to call you because you just let me be super mean and I don't have to be nice anymore.
Oh, are we your only masochists?
You might be. You just might be. And it works because it's for charity. That's my justification in being mean to you guys. It's like, hey, it raises money for those people.
Well, the last thing we'd want out of you is to be like inspirational and you know, motivate us. That's for damn sure.
Nah, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I'm going to listen. Here's what my master plan is. I'm 59. So I think by the time I'm 70, I'll get sick of trying to be a human, and I'll snap and become a comic again, and I'll be some old lady telling dirty jokes. People love that stuff. Look at Minnie Pearl. Come on.
Hey, Danger. Rodney Danger.
In the meantime, your gig as a life coach at Jonestown didn't really work out so well either.
Listen, me and the people from Nexium did really well. Yeah. Oh, my God. When I made all my clients get branded with an LL near their pubes, it was really good.
Hey, listen, Rodney Dangerfield revived his career when he was in his 60s, so you know, why couldn't you?
Yeah, he was the best. By the way, tell me you could ever flip by Back to School and not watch it. Is that not the best movie ever?
Without a doubt.
But have you done enough coke yet?
When he says to some girl, like, you want to know, I'm studying poetry, you want to look at my Longfellow? That's a line I love. That's inspiring for your $2 meal. So what other fabulous celebrities and outdated stars with no relevance have you booked for today other than me?
Well, let's see. We had Nancy Wilson of Heart yesterday. That was pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you know she was married? I mean, I'm sure you did. Previously to Cameron Crowe, and she wrote so much of the music for Almost Famous.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Was she talking about AIDS and coughing on people, too?
No, she did not. She did.
Damn, Nancy Hart.
The fact that we were able to book her at all was kind of a miracle, because there had been an incident many years ago in which maybe one or both of us on the Bax and O'Brien show might have insulted her sister. So That
yeah, I used to insult her sister too, but not to her face. Like I used to say stuff like, "You notice the bigger that Ann gets, the bigger the guitars get on that tour."
Yeah, I said
like,
kind of the same
soon
thing.
They're gonna have an all cello tour. Yeah, and that I was said, mean. Hey, I'm gonna just do a disclaimer. That was mean and sizist, and I am not a fatphobic person, but I am skinny, which is better.
I said something to that effect one morning, and they were in town because they were performing at the Big E,
and they heard it,
and they heard it.
The reason, by the way, the reason they were at the Big E was because they thought it was the Big Eat.
Well,
that's why they went.
That was close to my joke. Yeah.
Dude, we write the same patter. I'm telling you, if we didn't hate each other so much, we'd like each other and be friends.
I had asked because one of the things the Big E is famous for is a cow made of butter. And I asked if they had enough butter for two.
Oh, my God. Okay. See, that's where I draw the line. And I check out and use it after you're dead.
Hey, Lisa, we appreciate you joining us on the Mayflower Marathon. It's always great to have you. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, even if it's all by yourself.
Listen, I love you guys, honestly. Thanks for everything, and thanks for the good work you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa Lampanelli. It's the Mayflower Marathon at Rock 102.